Hey, Don.
Is this you?
Yeah, that's me, love. That's me. How are you?
I'm swamped right now, but I have to tell you, I thought you guys would be good, but you were so much better than yours. Oh my God, they were fabulous. Vicky, where did you find these guys?
I mean,
They were
I heard that you
amazing.
fell. I felt bad. I mean, are you good? Are you okay?
Oh, oh yeah, I'm fine. I fall. I don't break anything. I have good bones. Thank God. No, I just tripped. That was had nothing to do with them. It was had not at all. I mean, that was just me. And I had a little cut. Oh, listen to this. You'll love this. My kids love hearing this. Okay, so I fell, and it was mainly my knees and my hands. And my arm, my right arm. Okay, now I don't care about bruises. I'm bruised all the time because that's just, it's a long story.
Right.
But anyway, but I don't want to break the skin because then I have to deal with blood. Okay, so I did break the skin near my elbow. So I just was sitting there with tissues, putting pressure on it to stop. It was no big deal, nothing but stitches or anything like that. But I'm sitting there just, stanching the blood, and one of the guys, and I don't remember his name, I'm so sorry. All of a sudden, he appears with hydrogen peroxide and Band-Aids.
Yeah, it's a little federal.
Well, Pedro did the best. I'm still getting emotional thinking about that.
Aw,
Cause, and the
he's such a
Neosporin,
sweetheart. Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah.
he's wonderful. I mean, he had packed the stuff and you know where it was. I never would have been able to find that. And there he is, and I patched myself up in no time, and it was great to have the hydrogen peroxide and all that, so I didn't have to worry about infection. But he just instantly, he just went and got that and came over to me with that. Isn't that sweet?
I mean, I think his mom is a single mom right at the moment. I mean, I don't know. I think the dad is in Mexico. I'm not sure, but so
Okay.
he's like the man of the family. He's got a couple, and he is such a sweetheart. He's a very,
Yeah.
he's a lovely, lovely guy. Yeah, he's a lovely guy.
He
No, because
truly is.
I
They were
know,
all.
I know because he said she fell. And I'm like, what? She fell, and I'm like, what happened? How is she doing? And then he said, I said, is it, I mean, is it because of? And he said, well, she tripped on one of those floors that we did, the floor runners or whatever. And I said, oh my God. And he said, no, I mean, and I said, did you guys take care of her? And he said, yes, I went and I got this. That's how I knew. And I'm like, oh,
Oh,
I'm
that's
so
how you knew,
happy. I'm so
yeah.
happy that you did that because, I mean, I check. I want to make sure that everything's okay. But it's very typical
Yes,
Pedro.
everything.
Very typical Pedro.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me in the least. And what I tripped on was my own rug. That's what I tripped on, which was a good thing in a way because I went down still on the rug instead of on the hard floor. So this could have been worse.
Are you happy at your new place?
I will be
Yeah, no, there's
if I
much
had about,
to do.
oh my God, yeah, you know what it is. I mean, but my oh God, no, my son, my daughter, and my son-in-law came over. She has a great eye for where to put things. So
No.
she had given me a sort of clue. She had been over here before with me and had given me like where to put my big table, which was correct. It's still there. But she and my son-in-law just came in and they were very calm. Like my bookcases, before I was about to unpack all these heavy books into them, she said, "No, that bookcase." She just rearranged the whole thing, and now it looks much more spacious. So I have less to trip on. I got rid of the
Oh,
rug, by the way.
that's nice. That's nice. I mean,
And yeah, but also I have to say, Sergio. He really, I didn't know where to put the bed. I had never discussed that with Erin, my daughter, and he made a suggestion that was so perfect. I was overwhelmed. I couldn't make. I woke up this morning realizing this is the exact place that this bed ought to be. And I mean, so help like that. But they were lightning fast on the other end, on the place I moved from. Oh my God, it was under 3 hours, I think. And I was astonished. They just get in there and they're like, well, they must be, I don't know, I wasn't there. They must be like whirlwinds. And they know what they're doing and they took care of the parking. They were able to put the truck here in the alley and come in through my carport. So that was good. They put everything where I wanted it. My wish was their command. I mean, I keep saying to everybody, saying, what about the move? What about it? I say, I'm getting emotional. I hired the right movers. I can complain about what it is to move. It's always, always the same. It's always so stressful. But I hired the right movers. And you promised and Heim promised that you would take care of me. And you did.
Oh.
You really, really did.
You
And then, to top it all off, Sergio comes over, for the check, and we're done, and you took off $200?
But yeah, because they were so fast, it was like, I have to, you're surprised, you guys were like stunning so fast, I mean, I'm like, yeah.
I've been telling everybody, and after all that superb work, you couldn't ask for more. She takes off $200. So my kids say, like, why? I said, I have no idea.
because the move was much faster than I anticipated. It wasn't right.
Oh, God. Well, Vicki, I'm telling you, this was my son, my younger son, called last night. Oh, there's no heat in this place, by the way, and that's not your concern. But my son-in-law, who's really... He's a carpenter. He's real handy. He couldn't get the stupid thermostat to work. But we'll figure that out. That's not your problem. So my son calls fairly late, just before I went to bed, and he's in San Diego with his wife. She's a nurse, and they're doing a conference. So anyway, long conversation with him, but he pointed out something that's really true. My landlords of the place I left were awful. I've moved many times, Vicki, and they were the worst I've ever had.
They
were real, and they were so hard to deal with, and such penny pinchers, and all of this. And I can't wait to be done with them. Jason and his wife both struggle with thinking too negatively about the world because there's just so many crappy things happening in it, and people can be so crappy. And they've listened to me complain about these landlords, and they've had landlords like that, you know?
Mm.
And then I launched into my story about you and Moving Pro. And I said, it's aptly named. They are pros. I said that to you guys. It's pros. Mm-hmm. They have it on their shirt, and I said, yes, you're pros. And I told him all about what you and your crew did and everything. And Jason was like, I was so happy to hear that. He said, I needed some good news about people, you know? And that's what I got. So, listen, at some point when I get my computer set up, I'm going to, do some kind of a review of you guys and say all of this so that other people know. And if you ever need anybody to, say, refer to me.
Oh, God, you're such a blessing.
No, really, I would love to tell anybody who's thinking about a move, what my opinion of Moving Pro is and my experience. And so I would be very happy to do that anytime you want. You can give them my number and say, call me, and I will tell them how great you are. All right?
Oh, my God. You are like such. I mean, I called you last night. I called you yesterday, and you didn't answer. And I called Pedro, and I'm sitting. I'm like, is everything okay with her?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I was like in my head. I'm thinking, oh my God, she's bruised and she fell and she's feeling bad, and I maybe she's come over.
Oh, you poor thing. I'm sorry.
No, but
I mean, even like.
I'm happy.
I couldn't respond to anybody.
I'm just. You warmed my heart. You brought tears to my eyes. I'm so happy. Thank you.
It is so mutual, and I'm the one who benefited. I mean, you supplied what I needed and much, much more. I can't even. You should have heard my son last night. He was so happy to hear this report. And he couldn't wait to tell Tracy, his wife, my dear daughter-in-law, who also tried to contact me yesterday, and I was too overwhelmed to respond to her.
You're so blessed. You have such lovely, lovely kids. And so they're, I mean, well, you know what? I think it's you, honey. I think it's you. Your character, Chaim, fell in love with you. It was like, she's the sweetest thing. Big, just go above. He was like, just do whatever. Just make her happy. Just go above and beyond. It was so sweet.
Well,
I'll tell him.
That's what he promised. And that's what I got from you. I mean, you was my initial contact, and we hit it off right away. And I just knew. So, thank you a million times.
Thank you. Go about your day. When you're ready for us to stop by, when you're ready for us to stop by and pick up everything, and then if you need the guys to move something around, just use them. But yeah.
That's all right. I've got my daughter and her husband. They're fine. She's really good at placing things. Let me tell you.
Wonderful.
I don't know where she got that gene from, but yeah, I will be in touch. But again, I can't thank you enough, Vicki. And please say the same to him. And that this really meant the world to me.
Thank you, sweetheart. A big hug. Love you.
Okay. Big hug back.
Bye bye.
We'll meet one of these days.
We will.
Okay,
we will. Bye.
We will. Bye bye.